readers who otherwise wouldn't be able to relate to or be interested in the experiences of the average prisoner. Nevertheless, most reviewers have had mixed emotions when it comes to Piper Kerman's memoir, and their mixed feelings are certainly justified. The same things that allow Piper Kerman to be an unusual advocate for prison reform, her white skin, privileged background, and high level of education, also make her a rather dubious and even unsympathetic witness of the failings of the American justice system and its war on drugs. At times, Piper Kerman seems keenly aware of the unusually privileged position she held within the prison system. In half-apologetic tones, she notes at points that the crime that earned her a year of prison earned other women without the money for a good lawyer 5 years or even longer. At other times, however, the memoir makes women's prisons out to be nothing more than a bad boarding school, where pompous teachers have been replaced by pompous guards, and Piper is just one more cheerily rebellious student among many. As for writing style, the book lacks any definite shape and structure. It is essentially a series of character sketches and a roughly chronological description of events that sometimes seems as shapeless and airy as the prison muumuus that the female inmates wear as pajamas. Despite these flaws, Orange is the New Black is a compelling and worthwhile read. Inmates, especially women, are a virtually invisible class of people in America. Orange is the New Black has a readable, lighthearted tone that will appeal to mainstream readers, while simultaneously helping them to recognize and understand the inequalities and injustices that occur every day in the enforcement of American laws. About the author of Orange is the New Black. Piper Kerman is an American memoirist whose experiences in prison provided the basis for the comedy drama series Orange is the New Black. Kerman was born in 1970 in Boston into a family with many doctors, attorneys, and educators, and graduated from Smith College in 1992. A self-described WASP, in 1993, she entered into a romantic relationship with Nora Jansen, a woman who dealt heroin for a West African kingpin. Kerman laundered money for the drug operation. In 1998, Kerman was indicted for money laundering and drug trafficking and subsequently pled guilty. Beginning in 2004, she served 13 months of a 15-month sentence at FCI Danbury, a minimum security prison located in Danbury, Connecticut. At present, Kerman works as a communications strategist for nonprofits. Kerman published her best-selling memoir about her experiences in prison, Orange is the New Black, in 2010. An adaptation of the same name by Jenji Cohen, the Emmy Award-winning creator of Weeds, debuted in July 2013 exclusively on Netflix. Kerman's analog on the series, Piper Chapman, is played by Taylor Schilling. The program was renewed for a second season before season one premiered. Wikipedia.org. Chapter 1. Are You Gonna Go My Way? Summary. Piper Kerman's memoir opens with the crime she committed in the mid-1990s that eventually put her in prison in the early 2000s. The first chapter describes how Piper arrived at that crime. After graduating from Smith College, Piper didn't really know what she wanted to do with her life. She was what people vaguely described as artsy. She worked as a waitress and lived a bohemian lifestyle, dating both men and women, partying with her friends, and looking for adventure. When Nora, a woman 10 years older than she is, asked Piper out for a drink, she accepted out of curiosity, not even certain it was a date. Nora told Piper during that first drink together that she was working as a drug smuggler. Nora's sister Hester was dating a West African drug kingpin. Instead of balking at this news, Piper found Nora's life exciting, and they began dating. Eventually, as described in the introduction above, Piper traveled the world with Nora and her business partners, including a lecherous man named Jack, as they smuggled drugs and cash in and out of remote locations. By the end of the chapter, Piper had broken all ties with Nora and was working to put that part of her life behind her. Key takeaways. After graduating from the elite women's college, Smith, Piper had no definite plans for her future.